Hello.
Hi, Carabo, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. You, Mr. Holmes.
Hey, so much energy. What the
Always. Nah, like thinking.
hell? No, I know
I
that for
energy all the
sure.
time. I got stopped by cops the other day. They're like, "Patong, you have so much energy." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm doing nothing wrong with my breathalyzer."
Firstly, how are you? Besides what we're gonna talk about, but how have you been? How are you doing? How's 2026 so far?
Oh, I've been so good. I've had a really awesome start to the year. I've been focusing a lot on my wellness. I'm on a bit of a wellness journey that I've been on for the last couple of months. So I've really just been focusing on having a clear mind, being centered, being healthy. I'm wrapping up my master's degree. That's kept me really busy. Yeah, I've been doing my master's for the last 2 years, and
Wow.
this, oh, it's been lit.
But
I'm almost done.
that's inspiring, eh? Having to do something regardless of whatever it is that you have on your plate.
Yeah, like studying is so important to me. Like, I've always been a very curious person, and I actually like learning from a structured environment. You know what I mean? Like, I like the idea of school. And I've always been that way. People keep asking me, like, when is it going to stop with you? And I'm like, never, because I'm such a curious person and I like to learn. And I feel like if you have the opportunity and the resources to be able to do that for yourself, I think you should grab them. So that's just me right now, you know? I've got the time, I've got the resources. So why not grab that opportunity to learn?
Wow, right. That's wonderful, actually. You really are inspiration to many. However,
Thank you.
the reason for my call is for us to talk about you moving from a nighttime slot to mid-mornings on 5 FM. What does this chapter mean to you?
Oh, it means everything to me. I grew up listening to a lot of radio, and working in the mornings or doing a show at that time is something I've always loved to do. I've always enjoyed the conversations that happen at that time of the day on the radio. I've always loved the music, the lifestyle aspect. I think it's a good part of the day to have very meaningful conversations, entertaining conversations, because you're a companion to people's day, you know, however they're navigating their day, whether they are working, whether they're driving, whether they're in varsity and in between classes, whether they're job hunting, whatever it is that you're busy with, you know, I get to be a part of that, and that's why mid mornings is so special to me. It's going to open up space to have conversations, you know, that I've been wanting to have on the radio, and that's why this time slot is so important to me.
Yeah, and where were you when you were first approached with this information, and how did you feel about
Very excited. I was like, yes, because it's exactly what I've been working towards. So I
it?
think it's a beautiful thing to work towards something and actually get it. I remember, I think it was 10 years ago, it was something that I wrote on my vision board for my future in radio. It was a 9 to 12 slot. And that's exactly what I got this year. So very excited. I feel ready, you know. I wasn't shocked. It's one of those moments where you feel like it's time. And so I was excited but not surprised.
Okay, and how are you approaching the whole shift from nighttime to daytime radio? Are you, yeah.
Look, I think the energy is definitely different. The energy is definitely different between the two, but I think for me, it's about mirroring the lives of my audience at that time, right? What are they doing? They're in between classes, they're at work, listening from the office, they're driving around, they're hustling, you know, they're figuring out life, and to mirror that in terms of the soundtracks, that's music to go along with your day, in terms of the conversations, in terms of the like lighthearted fun as well, you know what I mean? Because I think it's important to also in the day brighten up that person's day, and that is my job, you know, to put real conversations forward and honest conversations, yes, but to also have all the fun, all the chaos, Life was never short of chaos, unfortunately. And so I'm bringing all of that in, you know, it's just authentically me. I think it's still the same Kanabo, just a little bit more grown, a little bit more grown, definitely, and ready to just be a part of people's days.
Yeah, and I would assume that the nighttime Kanabo was more obviously full of energy and full of life, but will that be the case with the morning time or daytime version of you? Or is it going to be easing it through?
I've always been an energetic person. I think one thing about me, like I walk into a room and there's energy. So I think that there'll definitely be, think of it as adding your energy, your daytime energy punch. That's what it is. It's your daytime energy punch.
Oh, actually.
Yes, it's less party because at nighttime was more party mixing cocktails, that kind of stuff. But we're still going to have fun during brunch time, you know. Brunch time is my favorite time of the day. I'm an early morning person, so I love that time of the day. Mm. And so still the same, but I reckon, just with a twist.
Yeah, and it's your first time at 5, right?
No, so I've been at 5 since 2020. So I did the 4 to 6 early morning slots.
Yes.
And then I moved to nights. I did that.
So it's the first time in daytime.
Yeah, so it's my first time. After 16 years on radio, I'm finally in daytime.
Because
I started campus radio in 2010. So it's been 16 years of radio. I mean, I was at 947 before.
Yes.
And now I'm at 5 FM for the last 6 years. I was at 947 for 7 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling, not necessarily feeling, but what do you think of that big jump from 947 and 5 FM? Yes, they might have the same LSM, you know, I think. However, it's the different radio stations in itself. Are you nervous as like going back home or going back to what you've known?
No, so I've been at 5 for the last 6 years.
Oh,
so I left 947 in 2020, yeah.
Dang, it's been that long.
It's been that long. It's crazy. Time has just moved on so quickly. It's literally almost 6 years that I'm at 5.
Okay. I got that. Because to me, I remember you saying very, like, a heartfelt goodbye to 947. It felt like yesterday, you know, and that post went viral, and everyone was so sad, you leaving. Mm. So, but okay, then, still, that question. These radio stations are completely different, especially when it comes to like the listeners. How have you managed to like keep the same Kanabo, but with like not the 947 Kanabo, or was it the same 947 Kanabo to the 5 FM audience? Did you find a comparison between who you had to be as a radio broadcaster?
Not necessarily. I think I've always been authentically myself. The content a little bit different because at 947 it was weekend shows.
Yes.
So you kind of have to be on the pulse of what's happening on the weekend.
Mm.
At 5 FM I've been on weekdays, you know, so that's definitely a lot more work. So radio has been my main focus, whereas at 947 I was also behind the scenes. So here it's been me really just stepping into, you know, purely being the talent on air while producing the shows. I think it's still been authentically Kanabo. You know, she's just been growing and people have been part of my growth, you know. And I think that's what's so beautiful about my career, that I started at 11 years old and so many people have grown up with me. Yeah, those same people that have grown up with me are the same people who listen to me today while I'm tapping into new audiences as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. And 6 years is a long time. Having worked so hard, grinding and building up your impressive resume as an entertainment personality, not necessarily just a broadcaster, but an entertainment personality. Do you think it was 16 years of long waiting, or do you think it was time for you to finally get this daytime slot?
It was 16 years of building. I am such a big believer in paying your dues. I really am a big believer in that. I think I did TV for a very long time and I paid my dues. I had more than 10,000 hours there. And I think with radio, was building those 10,000 hours, really learning the craft, really, you know, doing weekend shows, doing an early morning slot, doing nighttime. I've moved around so much. I've produced so much. I've worked behind the scenes. So this is really the right time. Do I wish it happened sooner? Absolutely not, because I think it was important for me to step into this role when I'm ready. And the universe, you know, has decided that this is the time, and I feel ready. I think a couple of years ago, you know, wouldn't have been the right time. I found my voice, I've grown, and I have managed to do so many other different things within my career that have led me to this moment. And so I don't think the 16 years was too long at all. I've paid my dues. And I think it's important to pay your dues.
Yeah, and the 1st of April is days away, eh? Just 2 days.
Yeah, it's on Wednesday. It's Wednesday. I'm so excited.
What are we doing before the day? How are we getting ready?
I am just taking it easy at the moment. Just a couple of meetings to take it easy. You know, we're just wrapping up with a couple of meetings to finalize the show. And it's also just me relaxing. Like, I'm just so relaxed. Also, just busy working on my master's paper at the same time. So things are happening. It's lit. But I'm trying to take it easy at the same time. So I'm really just relaxing and making sure that I'm calm and there's clarity and we're focused and feeling good and rested. Yeah. That's important. Yeah.
Yeah. And are you maybe nervous about maybe having to connect with the listener? Because, I mean, everybody has that worry. Will I resonate more? Or like, is there something, is something that you're worried about, or is it something that you know that you're just going to be able to easily find your way through?
I think when you're being authentic, it's okay. You know, even if it might take long for other people to warm up with you, I think as long as you go in there just being authentically yourself, I think that's very important. Am I feeling nervous? Absolutely. There's always nerves before something really big. And this means so much to me. I've built up to this moment for 16 years of my career and 23 years of my career as a whole. So absolutely nervous. It's like going into somebody's home for the first time, right? Because there's specific people that listen at that time. And that might not have heard you in the evenings, you know, and so I'm going to be connecting with a whole lot of new people for the very first time. But the 5FM audience is really amazing. Looking forward to getting to know them and looking forward to really just having fun, you know, and doing this nice thing together. And I think it will all work out. So, yeah, the nerves are there, but I'm excited mostly.
Yeah, and people get to listen to you every day now, hey?
Yeah.
What do you hope that listeners take away from your show specifically?
I hope they take away that you can find pockets of joy in your day. And I really hope that my show is that pocket of joy, you know, to uplift you during the day. I hope you find a companion in your day with me. So whether you are working, finding work, hustling, studying, figuring life out, whatever it is that you are doing in your day, I hope to be your companion, to see life through with you, to figure things out with you, and to have fun while we're at it, and to just bring that joy to your day, because I think we all deserve pockets of joy. And so whether it's through our conversations, through our laughs, through the music that I play, I hope to bring that.
We do need joy, especially with all that's happening. I feel like something's in the air. But lastly, what do you hope this show specifically adds to your legacy?
So what does the show add to my legacy?
Yeah, oh, boom.
Hard one. okay. I think this show adds, what does it add to my legacy? I want to think about this one probably before I answer you.
Okay.
What does it add to my legacy?
Or what do you hope it adds to your legacy?
Adds to my legacy. You know, I think it adds depth, right? Like, I've spent so many years building a voice and connection with audiences, and this is stepping, it's like a natural evolution, stepping into mid-mornings. It adds depth. It shows that I'm not just someone who can hold space in one format or time slots, but someone who can evolve and adapt and still remain authentic. It's about connection, conversation, and being a part of people's daily routines, and in a more intentional way, right? So I also think it speaks to longevity. After 2 decades in the industry, this chapter proves that I'm still growing, I'm still curious, I'm still willing to challenge myself, which is so important. And for me, that's what legacy is about, not just what you've done, but how you continue to evolve while staying true to who you are.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that. That's really profound. Well, Karamo, with that energy that you have, I mean, I doubt there will be anyone that will be short of any joy, because, hey,
oh, thank you.
This was one great, very energetic, but very wholesome interview. I enjoyed this.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was nice. And people are actually giving you so much love on Twitter. And I'm like, yo.
To me.
People are excited for your show.
People are very excited. I think they've watched my journey and they've seen how long I've worked when it comes to radio. It didn't come easy, because I remember, like, when I started in radio, when you start in radio and you were on TV, people think things will be handed to you just because you were on television. And I think for me, I proved that no, like, things were definitely not handed to me. I volunteered at campus radio and worked for free. I've done the graveyard slots. I've worked over December's. You know what I mean? Yeah. I have been an intern in the radio space. I've worked behind the scenes. I've done a 9-to-5. Like, I've produced my own shows. Like, I've put in the work, and I think that's why people are so happy and excited for me, and I'm really so grateful for everybody's support.
It's really amazing to watch, especially your evolution, your growth in the industry. I always say it's a blessing and a curse to have had been a child star that still wants to be in the entertainment industry, because people, like you're saying, people think it's handed down to you, or but instead you have to prove yourself even more that you deserve that spot, you know, and not what people actually think. I was even speaking to a writer at some point. I thought myself, it's not that easy for us. You think people assume, but it's not.
No, it's not easy. You have to prove yourself even more.
You must be tough. I could never. But yeah. Look,
thank you so much.
Yes, I appreciate you so much, and thank you for this call. All the very best. I'll definitely tune in.
Thank you.
Yeah, when I'm driving in the back home or something around that time. But I know you're gonna knock it out of the park in like you always do.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.